Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us and happy March. It is March 1st. We're experiencing cold weather again today, but hopefully you enjoyed the last 2 days, which was 50 degrees. On today's show, my guest is Amanda Markajani. Did I get it right, Amanda?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. Amanda is from the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute, and she's the Community Relations Coordinator. And we're here today to talk about Casual Day. Thank you for joining me, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Carol, for having me.
Oh, it's great. I always love to do these shows to bring this awareness to our community, and we're going to talk all about that. But you are from the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute, or sometimes we like to say NRCI, right, as a
Yes.
acronym.
Yes.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about who is NRCI?
Sure. So NRCI, this is actually our 35th anniversary. So we've been around since 1991. We are an information and referral organization. We do a lot of community programming. We have our cancer registry. We have a community-based navigation screening program that helps individuals get up to date on breast, cervical, lung, and colon cancer screenings. And we really are just what we call your cancer compass, a local resource in the community. If you have questions related to cancer, you can call our office. We have an RN on staff and a master's level oncology social worker. And they field some information and referral calls, about 200 per year. That just is where, I was just recently diagnosed. What does that mean? What is this type of cancer? So we can help guide individuals to answer some of their questions and just let them know that they're not alone. We know that when someone gets a cancer diagnosis, it just doesn't affect that person. It affects their entire family. So we want to be that local cancer compass to guide people through this journey, however that looks for them. And are your local resource for cancer.
Great, thank you. And like we know that is needed in every community because one community or one county you cover is Wayne County, but so it's the Northeast, right? So what other counties are we talking about?
Yes, so we serve about between 7 and 10 counties. We have Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wayne, Pike, Monroe, Wyoming, Susquehanna, and newly Bradford and Tioga.
Oh, wow.
And even, if anyone in these counties or if you have family members that might not live here, the Cancer Institute has helped my family personally when we were going through a cancer diagnosis. So our oncology social worker is on listservs and can help you get resources and just really answer those questions. So although we serve all of these counties, we just want to be a resource for individuals, and we really don't duplicate efforts that are also going on in the community. So if there's other organizations, we're partnering with them and not duplicating those efforts in the community. We want to be a strong force and advocate for individuals and really bring people together because we're all in the same fight for cancer.
Right,
So
exactly. Exactly. So, and that's really important to let our community knows that you don't kind of repeat resources. So, if someone's using one resource, they could definitely call you or NRCI and, find out what's available for them.
yes, if we don't directly provide that service, we can give individuals resources that do provide those services that they're looking
Wonderful.
for.
Yeah. So, our topic today is Casual Day. And of course, casual is another acronym for something else, right?
Yes,
And
in
that's coming
Northeast,
up. That's coming up. Casual Day. What's the day for Casual Day?
it's Thursday, March 26th, 2026.
Right. So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. So, as you know, Northeastern Pennsylvania loves acronyms. So, Casual Day stands for Colon Cancer Awareness Saves Unlimited Adult Lives. So, we just go with Casual Day. And this was started by a brother and sister, Michael Moran and Mara Staback, that are local to our community. Their mother had been diagnosed with late stage colon cancer, and she had not gotten the routine screening at the time. When she was diagnosed, it was late stage and she died within 6 months of diagnosis. So they came to the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute and said, "I don't want anyone to go through what our family did." So they brought this idea and they wanted to sell t-shirts. And it's really about just having a casual conversation about your family history, about the early detection and screening, because we know that there are screenings for this particular type of cancer. So they came to our organization, and there were the first year it was a white t-shirt with sponsors and bows being tied in a dining room table. And now it has grown where we have a logistics partner, our partner OnePoint, that helps with the packing of the shirts and the delivery to the businesses and community members. So this year is actually the 23rd year of this campaign,
Wow.
with selling t-shirts and just having these conversations. Now, in our items, we do include the signs and symptoms and risk factors for colon cancer, so that you can look that information up, or if you think that you have some of those symptoms, that you can contact us or your talk to your primary care about those symptoms and risk factors.
Which is wonderful. Again, it's not just receiving that t-shirt, long sleeve, short sleeve, whatever it may be, but also education material that's included with that. And the best yet too is, so if someone buys one of those items that you'll be, selling, those funds help w raise awareness, right? And they go back into the awareness, the community, and the programs you provide, correct?
Yes, they do. Yes. So all of the money that we raise for anything is stays local in Northeastern Pennsylvania, and the specific funds for Casual Day will help to support colorectal cancer screenings for individuals that may be on or underinsured through our programs and other community programs related to colon cancer.
Right. So, when we look at colon cancer or colorectal cancer, right? When we look at our area, what are the rates? Have we seen any changes with that?
So when this campaign started, the rates were about 30% higher than the national average. Now, the good news is that the numbers are coming down. Our numbers are still a little bit higher. We have about 8% in the incident rates and 17% for the mortality rates. That is higher than the national average. So we see nearly about 500 new cases that are diagnosed, and about 200 patients die from colorectal cancer each year in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Monroe, Pike, Susquehanna, Wayne, and Wyoming counties combined. So it is one of the fourth most common cancers, and it's the second leading cause of death and cancer deaths in northeastern Pennsylvania. So the good news is that there are the screenings that you can get. So if it is detected early, there is treatment for that, and you can get on a path to be in recovery for it.
Right. And I think that's really one of the messages. Again, have that ca casual conversation with whoever you're around when we know this information, because it is a cancer that is curable, right? Which is really something nice that we like to hear. But again, early detection is really important. And when you talk about those rates, overall, NRCI looks at other different cancers besides colon. And we're not going to get into all the clinical stuff, but people can view that report, the surveillance report, correct?
Yes, we do have a surveillance report. So it looks at the top 25 cancer sites and where NEPA falls versus the national average. So that is available on our website, which our website is cancernepa.org. So anyone can go onto our website and see that information. If you have questions about it, you can call and speak to someone in our office that can do it, a deep dive into what that means. There's a lot of numbers on this report, but there is information out there that we present this report every year. Now, the data is a little behind just because cancer is a reportable disease to the state, and some of those numbers that we gather are not, up to date with 2026 time, but we issue this report every year, and we're happy to do that as fulfilling our mission of helping to ease the burden of cancer in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Right. So, coming back to colorectal cancer, are there guidelines, like, for example, is there an age that people should start the screening process?
Yes, the recommended age for starting screening is 45 years old. Now, if you have a family history, you should talk to your healthcare provider as you may need to get screened prior to that age of 45. But yes, the recommended age is 45 for individuals.
Right. And nowadays, again, not getting to real deep clinical, because we do recommend individuals based on that information is to talk their primary care doctor, right? I mean,
Yes.
that's one thing we recommend as educators within our community, is to encourage people to go for at least a yearly physical, which most insurances cover nowadays, right? And that's a conversation if you are 45 or if you have a family history of colon cancer or rectal cancer or, a combination of both, is to talk to your primary care doctor to see, what options there are for screenings and how to get screened, correct?
Yes.
Yep. So, yeah, and there's so many different options out there now. And so I think as time progresses, they know they want to make it easier for people to get that screening because it's so
Yes.
important, which
Yes,
is.
I know that there's been a stigma for the colonoscopy that most people talk about the prep for it. But there are other methodologies. So if that is something that you are thinking about the screening, just know that the colonoscopy is not just the only type of screening.
Right,
So
exactly.
talk to your doctor and see if there's other options based on your history, your health history, to see what is available to you.
Right, and there are specialists like a gastroenterologist that can, if needed, your primary can refer you to one of them and they can explain it more to you if you're at that risk or if they need further testing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I guess the biggest question is, how can the community get involved in casual day, right? I know you're coming here to the hospital. You
Yes.
want to share that information with our community?
Sure. Yes. So we didn't really talk about the t-shirt. So this year we change the color every year. This year is it's a lemon color yellow. So I think it's perfect for spring. Last year we had our coastal kind of blue. Which was very nice. So we are selling long sleeve t-shirts and short sleeve t-shirts for $20. And then we are bringing back some of our plaid and striped socks, which will be $10. And then bringing back our silicone wristbands that will say colon cancer awareness saves unlimited adult lives. And that is a $5 donation. So to get involved, you can go to cancernepa.org and order your items. The deadline for ordering is Wednesday, March 11th at 4 p.m. But if you miss that deadline or you're not able to come to Wayne Memorial on Friday, March 6th between 11:30 and 1 p.m., you can go to our retail locations, which the Northeast Regional Cancer Institute on 312 Adams Avenue in Scranton is one. Our logistics partner, which is a new retail location, One Point, which is located on Poplar Street in downtown Scranton. And then we have Select Garrity Supermarkets. We have Stevens Pharmacy in Wayne County. We have Harold's Pharmacy in Wilkes-Barre, and then also DePietro's Pharmacy in Dunmore. So all of those retail locations will have our t-shirts. If you want some of the other items, then you'll need to order them on our website, or you can call our office to see if they are available. The socks and oh, I forgot about the casual day hat too. Also, that has our it's a black hat that has the casual logo on it is also $10. So, the socks, the hats, and the wristbands are limited quantities. So, if you want those, get your orders in now to claim them. And the t-shirts, if you're after the deadline or you can't get to the retail locations, you can always call the Cancer Institute, which our number is 570-904-8808, and we can try to take care of you.
Well, that's great. I mean, yes. And I'm sure there's some shout outs or thank yous you'd like to say right now, too, right?
Yes, I would like to say thank you to you, Carol, for having me and just being a great community partner, Wayne Memorial Hospital. For hosting us for a tabling event and being a great partner. And I'd like to thank all of the sponsors. So, on the back of the shirt, we have sponsors that have been with us for over 20 years. So, I just want to thank all of our sponsors, our partner One Point, all of our teams and the businesses that help make this possible. Without the community and the stories and people that sell these shirts at their companies and have their coworkers sign up and collect the money. This campaign wouldn't be going into its 23rd year. So they are really the heartbeat of this campaign, continuing and bringing that awareness to individuals about the early detection and screening for colon cancer. So thank you so much to all of those people.
Yes, I know. And like you said, we really can't do any of these outreach and community programs without the help of our community, which is truly amazing. I always say, I will push Wayne County. I love Wayne County. It is truly amazing. So, Amanda, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. So, Thursday, March 26th is
Yes,
casual day,
is
right?
casual day. Yes. And we will actually have a wrap-up celebration at Cooper's Seafood from 5 to 7. So if you have your casual day shirt on, you will get a free drink at Cooper's Seafood in downtown Scranton. So that's just our way of bringing everyone together as the culmination of casual day. And if you have photos throughout the day, we just ask people to send them to us or post them online and tag the Cancer Institute. It really goes a long way to continue to bring that awareness to individuals. And I enjoy just seeing all the photos and the how this campaign has touched individuals in our community.
Yes, it is truly amazing. So, Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and have a great day.